All right, Perik Mem Aleph Pasuk Beis V'Roichav HaPesach Eser Amos. We are now entering into the Heichal. Give me one moment. Okay, I didn't make more copies. I should have really made more copies for you, more illustrations. But things did not work out, unfortunately. So we'll do the best that we can what we have here. On this piece of paper you have in front of you, look at picture number 3. Okay, picture number 3, we're looking now at the entranceway. We're in the entranceway into the... Good morning.
Can I ask that you learn the schos Tzmi Menachem Ben Pluma? He's undergoing a kidney transplant.
What's her name? What's her name?
Tzvi Menachem Ben Pluma.
Tzvi Menachem Ben Pluma. Who is this?
A close friend of mine.
Do I know who it is?
No.
Okay, we're going to learn for a foolish shlema for
Tzvi
Menachem Ben Beluma. Okay, a very dear friend of Rabbi Kalish. And may he have a refuah shlema. Okay, so after Pasuk and Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis again, Perek Memal Pasuk Beis. If you have the handouts, there are some more handouts over here. If anyone doesn't have handouts, or handouts over here in the front. Dr. Fruchter, Gmarcha Simutoiva. We're coming now into the Kodesh. So the Kodesh we have over here, this entire section. See over here on this page, over here, everyone sees the entire section. Over here, we have the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we've already discussed at great length the Ulam, and now we're going into the Kodesh. We're going from the Ulam, if you look in picture on number 1 on the right side, we're going from the Ulam into the Kodesh, and we're going to describe exactly the entranceway, what exactly it looked like. What were the dimensions of that entranceway going inward? So the Reichav HaPesach Es Amos, the width of the entranceway between the Ulam and the Kodesh was exactly 10 Amos, as you see illustrated in picture number 3. Picture number 3 on the bottom towards the threshold, you see it says 10 Amos, Eser Amos. The Kisvos HaPesach Chomesh. Kisvos means the sides. Now you can see it's not so clear in the illustration, but it's if you look on the right side, you can see there's some type of writing. You have really great eyes. You can see it says 5 amos. So the sides of the entranceway relative to the remainder of the width of the room was 5 amos. It was 5 amos. V'kisvos HaPesach 5 amos. Mipo from this side. V'chamesh amos mipo. V'yomod orkol arboim amos. Now inside the room itself, okay, it was 40 amos. The length was 40 amos. Amo v'roichav. And the width was eshrim amos. The width was 20 amos. So it's 20 by 40. That's exactly what it was in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, and even in the Mishkan. This is one thing that has not changed. This is one constant that has not changed. The dimensions of the Kodesh, 40 by 20. Okay, the entrance is 10, and the sides are 5. And we learned the Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, we learned that the width of the entranceway was 6. They were very nice wooden posts. Okay, that we learned last week. Let's see the Mitzudos Tavar Pasuk Beis. The Kisvos HaPesach, HaKoysel Shebetzidei HaPesach, HaYechamesh Amos, Me'ever Mizeh, V'zeh Hoye Im Oyvei HaMezuz. This included the thickness of the post. Arkoy Mimizrach L'marav, the length inside of this chamber was 40, V'reichav, and the width was Mitzafon L'darom, the width from north to south, which is from left to right, is 20. Rashi, Pasuk Beis, V'kisvos HaPesach Chomesh Amos, Sheheichal Ruchavoy Eshem Amo, because we know that the width was 20 Amos, and if the entranceway is 10 Amos, that already takes away half of the width. How much space is left? 10. So we divide 10 by 2, we have 5 on the left, 5 on the right, V'rech HaPesach Eser, V'nimsu Kisefos Mipo, Shel Chomesh Chomesh, thus the remainder on the left and the right is 5 Amos. Okay, so I think it's very straightforward. We have described the inside of the Kodesh. Everyone knows that in the Kodesh is where there were 3 Kelim. The Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZohav. These are the 3 items that were inside the Kodesh. The Mizbeach was in the center, was right in the center, and the Menorah was on the left, which is the southern side, and the Shulchan is on the right, which is the northern side, right in front of the entranceway. Good morning, right in front of the entranceway, going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, so this is the Kodesh. Now we go to Pasagim. Now we're going into the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Kodesh HaKodashim Vayomad El HaPesach. Now this is something that is unique. This is completely different than what we're used to from the Bayis Rish, the Bayis Sheni, and the Mishkan. Vayomad El HaPesach. The post of the Pesach, it was Shtayim Amos. This is very fascinating. It was two Amos. We'll see what that means in a moment. I apologize to you for not making you a copy of a very good illustration which shows you, but we'll have to use our imagination to understand what this is. It's not so complicated. The Pesach itself, the height of the Pesach was 6 Amos. The Roichava Pesach, 7 Amos. And the width was 7 amos. The height was 6 amos and the width was 7 amos, which was different than what was in the Heichal. Heichal, the height was the height was 10 amos, I believe. Was 10 amos, and here it's only 6 amos. Let's explain. You're coming into the Kodesh HaKodashim. What is the thickness of the wall? The thickness of the wall separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now let's take a step back. Before we even read the Pasuk again, let's try to remember what it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, what separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim? Krushim. They were Krushim.
Okay,
the what? They were crushing. Look in the Mishkan book. In the Mishkan book, they were crushing that separated between and on the outside of the crushing, there was a paroches. There was a, so how much space? What was the thickness of the keresh? So I think it's an amma. I believe it's one amma was the thickness of the keresh. That's what it says in the Torah. The amma is the dimensions were one amma. I believe it was one amma by one amma. I don't know if we have to go to the Chumash again.
Not one and a half?
What?
Wasn't it one and a half?
Okay, but it could be the Krushim in the... artful Chumash. Do we have here the Mishkan book? On top over there? Let's see if we have here the Mishkan. Is it over here? It should be over here on top. Oh. Yeah, here it is. Here we go. Here is Art Scroll Mishkan. Look. They make it in small now. Okay, here the crushing. Here are the dimensions. They have over here a part of 4 crushing. The crushing here appear to be the size of one amma. I'll pass this around so you can see the separation. Okay, let's pass this around. Here's the picture. What are the dimensions of these krushim? It looks like it's a regular keresh, which looks like the keresh has the dimensions of like an amma by an amma and a half. If I'm not mistaken. And a sata, so there are 4 krushim. Here it is. And a sata, I saw arba amud eshitim. We see the zaba v'hem arba v'hem. 4 krushim, Rashi says. Sockets. All right, let's assume for a moment there's an amma. Okay, so I'll pass this around. You can see here is the separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. So the Troiches, when the Troiches is on the inside, the Troiches is along the very edge. It didn't really take up. It did not. It appears from that picture that the entire length of the Mishkan from beginning to end on the inside was 60 amos. It was 40 amos long, 40 amos long, and 40 amos long for the Kodesh, and an additional 20 amos for the Kodesh HaKodashim. So there really was no sep. There was really no extra space. There was no extra space between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. The total sum, when you would measure from the outside, or really from the inside, from the beginning of the Kodesh HaKodashim was exactly 60. It just so happens that they put the Peroches did not appear to take up any space, and right at the very, very end of 40, the beginning of the next 20, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, was the Peroches. The pillars, the crush, and those four crush that you're seeing in that picture held up the Peroches was inside the 40 of the Kodesh. Okay, so you have the Kodesh. The Kodesh was exactly 40, and then towards the very end of the Kodesh, there were four pillars, and those four Kerashim, they did not take up the entire space. They were spread out like you see in the picture, and hanging on those four Kerashim was the Peroches. But there was no special space allocated to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. And what happened in the Bayis Rishon, it was the same thing. But the difference was, it wasn't for the separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim was not a curtain. It was a wall. It was an entire wall, and the entire wall just had a door inside. It had a door. Let me just make sure what I'm saying is correct. Here, this will show you. Now the question was, it would seem, no, here they show there's a separate Amma. I take it back. Okay, here in this Sefer they show that it was really 61. It was really, that was a change between the Mishkan and the Bayis Rishon. In the Mishkan, from end to end, from the beginning of the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKodashim, was a grand total of 60. It's 40 for the Kodesh and 24 for the Kodesh HaKodashim. What is separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim? A curtain. The curtain does not take up any space. It's negligible. The thickness of the curtain is so small that half of the thickness was probably in the Kodesh, half was in the Kodesh HaKodashim. It happened to be suspended, it happened to be hung on four pillars. Those four pillars were inside the domain of the Kodesh, the Heichal. But it wasn't a wall. It did not take up the entire thickness, the entire space. There were four Kroshim that stood at the very last Amma of the 40 Ammas of the Kodesh, and attached on the outside of those four Kroshim was the Peroches that was mavel between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. When they came to the Bayis Rishon, there was a fundamental change between the Bayis Rishon and the Mishkan, and that is they added an entire extra Amma. So if you were to measure the space between the entire span from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKodashim, what would the number be? Not 60, it would be 61. Because we're giving you an entire Amma for a wall, a complete wall, that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. In this wall, that was a thick wall, which was one complete Amma, there was an entranceway. There was a door. The door, do we know the dimension of the height? I'm not sure we do, we probably do. I don't know, right now it's not, so we're not going to focus on what the dimensions were at this moment, but there was a door, and that was an open way with doors. Attached to that door, after they opened up the doors, there was a curtain. So there was still doors plus a curtain, which is why the Aron Kodesh that we have in the Beis HaKnesses is patterned in the same way, at least by Ashkenaz. There are doors, and then there is a curtain inside. The Bayis Sheni. What happened in the time of the Bayis Sheni? We have the curtain on the outside, and there's a door on the inside. By Sfardim, some of them have, they have both. They have the door on the outside and the curtain on the inside, if they have a curtain. Now, do they all have curtains? I'm not sure they all have curtains, but at least there's a door and a curtain. And what happened when they came to the Bayis Sheni? They did not build a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, but they did keep the same pattern as what existed in the Bayis Rishon. It was a total of 61 Amas. It was 61 Amas from the beginning of the Kodesh to the end of the Kodesh HaKodashim, 40 for the Kodesh, 20 for the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then there was that one Amma that used to be the wall. The difference, though, was that in the Bayis Sheni, they did not build a wall of stone. Instead, they put up a curtain separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, a curtain does not take up any space. A curtain is thin, relatively speaking, is thin. So where did they put the curtain? So they put the curtain at the end of 40, and thus enlarge the Kodesh HaKodashim from 20 to 21, or should they put the curtain on the end of 40, which would mean that the Kodesh would be 41, and the Kodesh HaKodashim would remain its original 20. Because then the Bayis Rishon, it was a grand total of 61. 40 for the Kodesh, 20 for the Kodesh HaKodashim, and one Amma for the thickness of the wall. There was a real wall, a thick wall, with a doorway in between and a curtain on the outside of the door. But in the Bayis Sheni, as we'll discuss in a moment, there was no wall separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Instead, they just put up a very big curtain. If you're putting up a big curtain, you don't need the thickness of one Amma. So where did the curtain stand? So if you would ask me, if you're only putting up a curtain, so let's go back to the design of the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, it was a grand total from beginning to end, 60. There was no space allocated for the wall, because there was no wall in the Mishkan. There was a curtain. It happened to be the curtain was held up by four krashim, and those four krashim happened to be, at least according to the pictures, on the side of the Kodesh. But in the Bayis Sheni, there weren't even pillars, there weren't even krashim. It was just a pure curtain somehow suspended from the very, very top. And the curtain does not take up any space, so you would think that they would go back to the style of the Mishkan for a grand total of 60, 40 for the Kodesh, 20 for the Kodesh HaKodashim, and put the curtain down at the end of 40, and it would not take up that much space from either or. But no, they decided that it has to be exactly the way it was in the Bayis Rishon. And in the Bayis Rishon, it was a grand total of 61, because they did allocate one Amma for the thickness of the wall. Thus, likewise, the Bayis Sheni, they gave one Amma for the thickness of the wall. But the problem is, the wall they're putting up is a curtain, then they don't need a full Amma. So should they put the curtain towards the inside, towards the side of the Kodesh HaKodashim, which would cause the Kodesh to be expanded to the size of 41, or should they put the curtain on the side that's closer to the Kodesh, which would cause that the Kodesh HaKodashim would be expanded to a size of 21? That was the dilemma. What's the issue? The issue is, what status does the thickness of the wall have? Does the thickness of the wall have the status of the Kiddush of the Kodesh HaKodashim, or does the thickness of the wall have the Kedusha of the Kodesh? This same dilemma is the same dilemma people have today when they go to the Kotel HaMaravi. People today do not want to go, the people do not want to go in the Har HaBayis. Okay, people go to the Har HaBayis all the time, but many people do not. They do not go to the Har HaBayis. The Gedolei Yisrael, many of them, possibly should not go to the Har HaBayis. So you're not going to go to the Har HaBayis if you put your hand into the crack of the wall. You put your hand into the crack, you put a kvittel into the wall, you're going in the thickness of the wall. And they even say today, they say that even just putting your hand on the surface of the wall, you're already going inside, because it's a given that over 2,000 years, the exterior of the wall to some degree has dissolved. It's only natural that the stone has due to weather conditions, has dissolved along the outside. So when you're putting your hand, you're really putting your hand in an area where once upon a time there used to be stone, because even a teeny teeny mashu. So you're going in the thickness of the area that was once part of the wall of the Har HaBayis. So if you learn that the thickness of the wall has the status of the Har HaBayis, the same way you would not go to the Har HaBayis unless you whatever your conditions are. So you should not really be putting your hand in the thickness of the wall, putting in a kvittel into the thickness of the wall. But if you learn that the thickness of the wall does not have the status of the Har HaBayis, the Har HaBayis first begins on the inside, not in the thickness of the wall, then there is no issue whatsoever putting your hand into the cracks or resting your hands along the wall, which appears to be the common minimum. 99% of the population is not makir on this, and you put your hands in the cracks of the wall, you rest your hands on the wall, and it's not an issue. And where do we see such a precedent, such an issue, where there was this issue? In the time of the Bayi Sheni. In the Bayi Sheni, separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no wall. Instead, they were planning to put up a curtain, and the dilemma was, should we put the curtain, we're going to maintain... What? Ah, that's what we come to. So the question was, we're going to maintain the same dimensions of the Bayis Rishon, which is going to be a total of 61, because we're going to allocate one arm for the thickness of the wall. And the question is, what status does that did the wall have in the Bayis Rishon? Did it have the status of the Kodesh HaKodashim, which would then really mean the Kodesh HaKodashim was not 20, it was expanded to 21. Happened to be, there was a wall there for that last one. But now in the Bayis Sheni, when there is no wall, we'll put the curtain along the outside, which will give open space in the Kodesh HaKadosh of 21. Or do we say that the thickness of the wall does not have the Kedusha of inside, has the Kedusha of the outside, which would mean that the Kodesh was really 41, and that would require us to put the curtain along the outer edge, along the inner edge, or the inner edge, which would expand the Kodesh into 41 and maintain a 20 Amma for the Kodesh HaKodashim. They could not decide on this issue in the time of the Bayis Sheni, according to one opinion. There are really two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion said they did decide on the issue. It doesn't really say what they did. It doesn't say where they put it. But another opinion says in the Gemara, which the common opinion, the common model show this, they could not decide on this halachic dilemma. And thus they had no choice but to erect two curtains. There were two curtains, one on the edge of 40 and one on the edge of 41. And you would have, and when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you would go in between those two curtains. And indeed, Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol would daven in between those two curtains. On his way out from the Makdir the Ketores on Yom HaKippurim, this coming Shabbos, he would stand in between these two curtains in the twilight zone, the area that's nishtahi nishtaher. We don't know if it's Kodesh or Kodesh HaKodashim. It's a safe place to stand. It's a twilight zone, and he would be mispalel for Klal Yisrael. And he was davening. Everyone in Klal Yisrael was nervous. Nothing makes Balabatim more nervous than when the rabbi stands along Shmona Esrei. Right? The Balabatim, what is the rabbi doing? What is he doing? What is he thinking about? What's going on?
He forgot to say Yalav Yavav.
So nothing makes the rabbi more nervous, and all of this comes from the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippur, when he stood in between those two curtains, and he was davening, and people were wondering what is going on. And Chazal say, they warn him, do not be mayrich in your tefillah, in between the two curtains, because you're making everyone on the outside nervous. They're waiting for you to come out, and they're afraid if the Kohen Gadol dies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is not a good sign for Klal Yisrael. It's
but
not a good sign.
What?
Have it every year. They would tie a chain. They tied a chain to his legs in case he did not come out. What? He died.
They figure out how many Kohanim Gadol there were for that. How many
300 Kohanim.
You take away 80 for one Kohen, and you're left with
300
Kohanim. A lot of times they get it.
They
did, because they weren't Kohanim, any of them.
They bid, went to the highest bidder. There was corruption. There was corruption. Chazal said there was corruption during the time of the end of the Bayis Sheni, and the Kohuna Gedola went to the highest bidder. And the people were not roi, and they all fooled themselves. It's a pella. They all thought that they'll survive. The last 299 didn't survive. So why do you think you're better? Why do you think you're better? You're going to survive.
It shows the extent of
Gaiva. Exactly.
Even
Gaiva the Kedusha. Gaiva the Kedusha. It's really, it does. It's a very telling. It's a very, very fascinating thing that people really believed, even though the last 299 people survived, they really did not survive. They really believed they would survive, and they manipulated the system to purchase the Kuna Gubela, and that's what Chazal say. But then he tied the Kohanim, the people in the Beis Hamikdash did not trust them, and they had to agree to the condition where they tied a long chain or a rope to their legs. And just in case they did not come out, they were timed out, right? If the system timed them out, they pulled them out by this rope all the way outside the Heichal to pull out the dead Kayin Gadol. And this happened, it seems, more often than not.
And that's why they had a Sagada.
They had a what?
But this
was misbal in between these two curtains. Now,
the Kohen Gadol would just die just like this?
Just like that. That's what it says.
He wasn't right to be.
Whatever this means, it's not really clear. But in any event, so how much space was in between? It was one am. Now here we're learning here of something very, very fascinating. This pasuk is teaching us that in the Bayis Shlishi, the total span from the beginning of the Kodesh to the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not 60, it's not 61, it's 62. The thickness of the wall separating the Kodesh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Bayis Shlishi is going to be expanded to 2 amos. Okay? We're going to have 2 amos separating the Kodesh HaKodashim. So the total spin will be 62, not 61, and not 60. Look how things have changed. In the Bayis Rishon, it was 60. And you saw that picture in the Mishkan book. It was 60, and it was a curtain along the edge. It was long, right at the edge, and between 40 and 20 was the curtain, smack down the center. It was held up by 4 kroshim, which appears to be on the side of the Kodesh. By Bayis Rishon, there was a wall of 1 amma, which expanded the size between 40, from 40, 20 plus 1 to 61. What was that status? What was the Kedusha? Did the wall of the Kedusha of Kodesh or Kodesh HaKodashim? It was not known. Why don't we say it was Parav? How come we don't say such a svar? Does the Gemara say such a svar? Maybe it was Parav. Maybe there's something in between. Doesn't say. Maybe it's like, you know, like a safe spot, like an embassy. You know, yeah,
DMZ.
Yeah. What?
DMZ.
What's a DMZ?
Demilitarized
zone. Why can't you say such a thing? Why can't we say such a thing? The Gemara doesn't seem to want to suggest that. What? The Gemara doesn't want to suggest that. The Gemara wants to say it's either Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim. We don't want to say that in this area, this wall is a zone to itself. And the Bayis Sheni, there was no wall. There were 2 curtains because they did not know what its status was, but they still had to mark off that space. Bayis Shlishi, we're going back to the style of a wall. There's going to be a thick wall, and the wall of fact is going to be double as thick, 2 amos thick, with a door in between and a curtain, similar to the way it was in the Bayis Rishon. And the wall, it's not necessary anymore to know what the status was, it seems, because we have now a wall. We don't really know what the status is, but it's going to be a total of 62 amos from end to end.
Well, you need to know what the status is.
For the doorway itself, when the doorway could be right, so we have to still know what it's going to be. Not, we don't know what it is. Okay, whatever it is. Now here is another major difference. Let me see if I can find it over here. And the other major difference is that in the time of the Bayi over here, the pasuk is teaching us that the dimensions of this door is 7 amos from left to right. It's 7 amos from the roichav of the width. Which means how much space is there going to be left if the width from left to right, from north to south, is 20, and we're using up exactly 7 for the length, for the width of the entrance. We have 13 amos remaining, which we're going to divide into 2 parts. It's going to be 6.5 on the left, 6.5 on the right. What is the height? The height, it says here, is 6 amos tall. That's the height. So the width, the thickness of the threshold, the wall is 2 amos, a height of 6 amos, and a width of 7 amos. In the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, I do not believe it tells us what it was. I don't believe we actually know. Maybe I'm mistaken. Over here in the picture, over here in the Bayis Rishon, it does not show. All it shows is Pesach Kodesh HaKadoshim. It does not give any dimensions, which seems to me that it's a mystery. It seems to be what the dimensions were in the time of the Bayis Rishon was a mystery that's not known to us. And in the Bayis Sheni, we don't know. The Bayis Sheni was a nogea. The Bayis Sheni was just a curtain. So in the Bayis Rishon, we don't know what the dimensions of the entranceway was. Mystery. Bayisheni was a curtain. Bayishlishi is the first time we have, and the Mishkan we know was also just a curtain. It was a curtain hanging on for Krushim. The first time we have dimensions for the Pesach to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Bayishlishi, and that's going to be width of 7 and a height of 6 amos. Okay, now, next question. Here's the next question. The next question is, why was it in the time of the Bayis Rishon? Was there a wall? And why was, in the time of the Bayis Sheni, there was no wall? There were two curtains. Why could they not build a wall in the time of the Bayis Sheni? So that the Gemara asked this question. The Gemara says, because the height of both the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was raised. Now what does this mean? In the Bayis Rishon, the height of the ceiling of the Kodesh was not the same height as the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The height of the Kodesh was 30 amos, and the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amos. So the ceiling went down. When you were in the Kodesh, it was 40 by 20, and the height of the ceiling was 30 amos. When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was 20 by 20, and the height of the ceiling was 20. So the ceiling went down by 10 amos. In the Bayis Sheni, the height of the ceiling for both the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a consistent 40. It was 40, it was 10 more than the original Kodesh, and was 20 more than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, being that the height was raised 10 amos in the Kodesh HaKodesh, and 20 amos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if we would want to build a wall separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the same space allocated for that wall, it would have to be a wall that's 1 amah thick, a height of 40 amos. It would collapse. It was structurally impossible to build a wall, a span of 20 amos, a width of 20 amos, that would go up 40 amos, 40 amos all the way up, and would be stable, would not collapse. So they could not physically build a wall with the new height of the ceiling. In the Bayis Rishon, where the height of the ceiling on the Kodesh was only 30, and when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going down to 20, and then it's surrounded with the walls. So then a wall that of that height was stable. A wall that was 1 amma thick was stable, so you can build such a wall. But the Bayis Sheni, when the height was raised to 40, both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was impossible for the thickness of the wall to be 1 amma and go all the way up to a height of 40 amma. So they had no choice but to put a curtain, and that's when
that's 40 ammas high is very heavy.
Very heavy. Okay, you're right. It's true. It's absolutely true. But they were. It seems they were able to do it. Somehow they were able to do it. And the dilemma then began. Where do we put the curtain? On the left one, in the front, and the back. So they had no choice but to put two curtains. Now the Bayis Sheni. Now here's the mystery. Now this is something which is a very, very big mystery. Does not say anywhere the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Bayis Shlishi. In the Mishkan, we know it was 10 amos. The Mishkan, the height was 10 amos, both in the Kodesh and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. 10 amos, and there was only a curtain. In the Bayis Rishon, it was 30, 20. Bayis Sheni, it was 40. Bayis Shlishi does not say anywhere what the height is. There is a footnote over here. I don't remember where I saw it exactly on one of these pages.
It would not be any lower than 40,
correct?
Possibly.
But on the other hand, if it's going to be, and that makes sense because since now we're allocating in the Bayis Shlishi we're allocating 2 amos for the thickness of the wall, so
you can go higher.
How much higher could you go? I don't know. But you can go higher, so you can go at least 40, right? At least 40, like the way it was in the Bayis Sheni. Could you go even higher than that? Maybe you can. I don't know. Who says the rules? Who says that the Bayis Shlishi has to work lafi derech hateva? Maybe the structure is lamal in derech hateva. I don't know. We don't know how these things work. But it does bring down in the footnote. What?
Bayis Sheni
also, not necessarily. The Bayis Sheni, there was the miracles didn't happen. There were lack of miracles in the Bayis Sheni. Okay, well, now there is a footnote. Now, let me take one step back. In the time of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, one thing we know for sure is that the ceiling, when you look at this structure of the Kodesh Shagdashim from the outside, it was 100 amos. Yeah. It was 100 amos. That's what it says. It was 100 amos from the outside, which means 200 feet, like we said, 20-story building. It's massive, or between 15 and a 20-story building from the outside. But wait a minute. The height of the Kodesh was only, in the Bayis Rishon, 30. And the height of the Kodesh HaKodashim was 20. And the outside, it's 100. So the answer is yes, there were floors. There was office space, exactly. There were floors on top. On top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was another chamber. And it could very well be there were more than one chamber. There were different... That's where they had. There was storage, and that's where it says in the Gemara, and that's where they hid. They hid Yoyosh. And when Izevel went and wiped out all of the children of the king, so they hid Yoyosh on the second story. He was living up there. There's an apartment. There was an apartment upstairs from the Kodesh HaKadosh. Like in every shtivel, you have the shtivel downstairs and the family and the rabbi who lives upstairs. That's the way it was.
Go back to the same question. There had to be bathroom.
Where was
there
the plumbing?
Okay, so there's a hot... okay, whatever. That's
oops, we forgot.
Hakol. Okay. So it's clear that there was a second story, or even maybe a third and a fourth story above the Kodesh and above the Kodesh HaKodashim. What exactly did they do in those chambers? What was stored there? That's a mystery. Here comes the big mystery. What was the height of the ceiling in the Bayis Shalishi? It does not say anywhere the height of the ceiling of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodashim. One of the commentators, he brings down the footnote. I don't know.
Ceiling?
What?
Was there a
ceiling? That's another very good question. Maybe it was open. It's another very interesting question. Will there be a ceiling? It doesn't say. Maybe you're right. Doesn't say. So one of the Mepharshim, I don't remember where I saw this or which page I saw this, he cites one of the Mepharshim that says that in the Bayis Shlishi, the height of the ceiling will be 100 amas. There's not going to be an apartment on top of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and on top of the Kodesh, the ceiling's going to go all the way up to the very, very top. Now that's a little bit surprising, because that means that this 2 amas space that we're allocating for the thickness of the wall to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to go up to 100 amas. Is that enough? If in the Bayis Sheni, one amma was not enough for 40 amas.
And who said it has to reach the ceiling?
Who says the wall has to reach the ceiling? That's a good point. That's an interesting point. But you think the ceiling supports it, it makes it machazik it. Okay, these are all questions that have yet to be determined, yet to be seen what's going to be in the time of the Bayis Shlishi. But these are very critical things to be aware of, to understand the difference, the Mishkan, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, in the dimensions. Is it 40, 41, 42? Is there a curtain? Is there a wall? Is there a double curtain? Now we're going back to a wall with a door in between. And the other issue, the other major issue, is the height of the ceiling. The height of the ceiling in the Mishkan was 10. The height of the Bayis Rishon was 30, 20. The height of the Bayis Sheni is 40. And the height of the Bayis Shlishi, we do not know. Now, there is one more critical thing to be aware of, and this is something I once told you a while ago. I've told you at least more than one time. It is an amazing, amazing chiddush from the Groh. Not a chiddush, it's a idea from the Vilna Gaon. I once told this to a person who knows everything. There's nothing you can tell him that will knock him off his chair. And this wowed him. And this, it shook me up how he came over. I said this over by Shalosh Shudas many years ago, my father's Chon Levracha. I said this over, and this fellow was there, and he was blown away by this Chiddush from the Groh. The Groh says, what's the reason why in the time of that, and it's a very deep concept, explaining what the Groh says, not just the numbers, but the idea, what it represents, the concept what it represents, obviously is very, very deep. The Groh asked the question, why is it that in the Bayis Rishon, the height of the Kodesh is 30, and the Bayis Sheni goes down to 20. And the Kodesh HaKadosh goes down. Why do we go from 30 It's from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKadoshim down 10 to 20. Whereas in the Bayis Sheni, we're going up to 40. It's 40 in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it's 40 in the Heichel. What happened over here? The Bayis Sheni has more Kedusha, the Hayah is more. So the Gra says something very simple. If you go take Architecture 101, college, you go take a course in design, in interior decorating, they'll teach you that the height of the ceiling should, I think it says the Gemara, supposedly it's the Gemara, I don't know what the Gemara is, the height of the ceiling should be half of the combined width and length. I think it's the Gemara of Basra. You sell a person the building. I sell a person, I'm selling you a lot. I'm selling you a real estate. And I specify the lot is, this is the length, this is the width, and I forget to mention in the contract the height of the ceiling. So the seller, the moicher, has an obligation that the structure that he sells, the height of the building must equal half of the width, the combined, the sum of the width and the length. That's the rule. So now, look what the Gra says. The Gra says, the bayis rishay, there was a wall separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKodashim. Each of these two rooms were separate rooms, completely separate rooms. What were the dimensions of the Kodesh? 40 by 20. What is 40 plus 20? The Kodesh was 40 long, 20. 60. What is half of 60?
30.
What was the Kodesh HaKodashim? 20 by 20. What's 20 plus 20? 40. What is half of 40? 20. So that's why in the Bayis Rishon, the height of the Kodesh was 30, and the height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20. Because it's following what it says in the Gemara, the height of the ceiling equals the combined width and length of the room. Yeah. Bayis Sheni, half of the combined width and length. That's Yofi, I have to go measure all, to go home today, and measure all of your rooms, and see if that conforms to that. It does not seem that in modern architecture we follow
maybe
this rule.
It's different.
We don't follow. No, it seems that there's certain yoifis. I don't know. It does
it's
not
gold,
seem that.
Triangle.
What?
It's a golden mean or a golden triangle.
Whatever. It does not seem that today we follow this standard.
We have better building material.
No, I think it's more of a certain aesthetic. You walk into a room, it looks, there's a certain yoifi if you have these dimensions. It appears today that lechatchila they would want today even more, the higher the better, to a certain degree. I don't know. You have to go see what they teach.
Ceilings.
What?
The cathedral ceiling.
You have to go and ask the architects what do they teach them? What are the rules? Are there rules? Is there such a thing? Are there standards? I don't know what the rules are. But this is what it's like.
The standards are ceilings are between 9 and 10 feet high.
No matter what. No matter what the width and length of the room is.
In the modern, the newer houses, it's 8 feet
high. 8 feet, it's lower?
Sure, they make more money.
Yeah, the more floors.
The more floors, it's cheaper.
It's in a standard size.
Yeah.
And it's 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall.
So they don't like cutting.
Aha, uh-huh. It's easier to cut. Okay, and also it's easier heating. Also, heating, you save money on heating, on air conditioning. If the ceiling is lower, the lower the ceiling, the cheaper the heating. The heating, the utility costs are. Okay, on the other hand, there's a certain, if you come into a room and there's no, and like, you know, the ceiling is high, it's a harchava sadas, it opens up your mind.
If you go to the old, the old brownstone?
Yes, very high ceilings.
They are 10 to 12 feet high.
Yes, I know. Even in the houses in Brooklyn, all the homes in Brooklyn that have the original ceilings are very high ceilings.
Yeah.
Very, very high.
Most of them were approximately.
They're very high, and when they do renovations, when people do renovations, they usually lower the ceilings to some degree. But now people who are doing construction, they do very, very high-end construction. They actually like to raise the ceiling to as high because it has a certain yoyfi.
That's if you don't use sheetrock.
If you don't use sheetrock, why? You can attach another piece of sheetrock. All right, whatever it is. In any event, so now here comes the Bayis Sheni. This is brilliant what the Gra says. The Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni, there was no wall separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Why? It was one big room. Now, if it's one big room, what are the dimensions? Now, it's not perfectly accurate because it's really 61. But we're taking away the thickness of the wall. It's approximately 60 by 20. Okay, it's one continuous room. There's the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh is 40. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20. 40 plus 20 is 60. And the width is 20. So what is the combined sum? What is the combined sum of the Kodesh and the width and the length? 80. It's 60 long in total and 20 wide. What is half of 80? 40. So that is why in the Bayis Sheni, there was no wall. There was no wall. There was a curtain. A curtain doesn't count. The curtain does. Basically, there's one continuous open area. One open area with the width, and the combined width and length is 80. 8 divided by 2 is 4. That's why the ceiling was this continuous 40. The curtain, you know, it's like going to a shul. These moving walls, these moving partitions, right? Yeah, when no one is there, when whatever you open up the walls, you open up the curtain. When you have to go have some event going on, you have to go and separate. So you put a temporary wall. So the Gra is saying a very big chiddush. He's saying is that in the Bayis Sheni, there wasn't a real hevdel between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. There was something lacking in the kedusha. And the proof really being is, there was no Aron HaKodesh. In the Kodesh HaKodesh, there was no Aron. There was no Aron. So what was in the Kodesh HaKodesh? Nothing. Nothing. It was Zeichel Davar. There was no Aron, there was no Kruvim. It was just a closet, Zeichel Davar.
It wasn't Evan Jassi was
there. Evan Jassi was there.
And the Mizbeach?
What was in the Kodesh. In the Kodesh. In the Kodesh, there's the Mizbeach, and there is the Aron Meshulchan. What?
Where did the Kodesh go?
That's in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKodashim. What's in the Kodesh HaKodashim? Only the Aron. In the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron.
No Shulchan.
The Shulchan is in the Kodesh. The Kodesh has the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach. The Kodesh HaKodashim has just the Aron and the Kruvim. But there was no Aron and Kruvim in the Bayis Sheni. All there was an Evan Shasiyah. Evan Shasiyah is not one of the Kalim that happens to be. There's an Evan. The Evan Shasiyah was this Evan Hayamunach Sham, and that's where they sprinkle the blood. Ayom Kibbutz, they sprinkle the blood on that location because that's where the Aron used to stand. But there was nothing there. Mimela, there was no Kodesh HaKodashim. So really, it's just one big room. It's one big room. It's and what's the one big room? What are the dimensions? It's 60 by 20, a total of 80. Divided by 2 is 40. The ceiling was 40 to reflect the fact that there really is no Kodesh HaKodashim. Ah, Zeichel Davar. Okay? Kachoy Oysim is Manshabes Hamnish HaYakayim. Manshabes Hamnish HaRishon HaYakayim. There was a real Kodesh HaKodashim. Had a real thing, had a real purpose. The Aron HaKodesh. So they put a curtain. They put a curtain, big mafresh between what used to be the Kodesh HaKodashim. This amazing explains why the ceiling changed from 30-20 to 40. Bayis Rishon, it was a real Heichel and a real Kodesh HaKodashim, two separate chambers. Each one had its own width and length, so the height of the ceiling was the half of the combined width and length. The Bayis Sheni, there wasn't really a Kodesh HaKodashim. So therefore, the whole room was really a total of 60 by 20. 80 divided by 2 is 40. Oh, you happen to put a curtain in order to show, you know, there's an event you see on the other side of the curtain, and that's where the Kohen Gadol would go to do his thing. So this now take that formula and add that to the Bayis Shlishi. So what's going to be in the Bayis Shlishi? So you would argue, not like what I told you, that since it does not tell you what the height is, the height went all the way up to 100, it says over here, it doesn't say what the ceiling height was. So therefore, some say, oh, the height of the ceiling, the Bayis Shlishi, will be 100 amas. Why didn't I say just the opposite? Since in the Bayis Shlishi, we're going back to a time when we have a real Kodesh HaKodashim, with a real Aron, two separate rooms, so the height of the ceiling will be restored to the optimal height of 30-20. If that's the case, why then does the wall have to be 2 amos thick? See, Manav Shach, there's something over here that's very disturbing. According to the Gra, According without the Gra, it's a big mystery that ceiling in general. Why the ceiling? So then when it comes to Bayi Shlishi, doesn't say the ceiling. Oh, it's 100. It's very, very tall. Now you understand why we have to have a very thick wall to be mafish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the wall has to be thick enough and strong enough to go up very, very high. But according to the Gra, it's not a mile to go very high. According to the Gra, the biggest mile is to follow what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the ideal height of a room, no matter what architects tell you, is what Chazal say, the ceiling should not be more than the combined width, half of the combined width and length. So that means the Bayish Shlishi, when we know that the dimensions are going to be like they were before, 40 by 20, 20 by 20, we should put the ceiling back where it used to be, a height of 30 and 20, and then a wall of one amma would be sufficient to be mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh, because the wall of one amma, we know as a fact, can go to a height of 30, like it was in the Bayis Rishon. So now the mystery is, why is it necessary in the Bayis Shlishi for the thickness of the wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh to be 2 amos thick? Okay, so these are all the questions, all the mysteries that were presented here in with this pasuk. Okay, so let's just read this pasuk one more time. We go to pasuk Gimel. V'roicha v'pesach. The roicha means the entranceway to the Pesach is 10 amos. It's 10 amos. Pasuk Beis. V'kisva is the Pesach, and therefore the sides are going to be. Pasuk Gimel. Uba lepinima. We're now coming lepinima. Now uba. By the way, uba. Why? I saw one impression. Why is it uba? Uba means, this is a different expression. In the back in Pasuk, go back to the Pasuk Aleph, where it says, Vayivieni, the Malach brought me. He took me with him, and he brought me to enter. Here, when it comes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, notice it says, Uva, I'm not going with the Malach, because you're not allowed. No one is allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, the only one that can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, not even Yechezkel. Therefore, Yechezkel.
It also seems that therefore the thickness of the wall is considered Kodesh Kadosh.
Why?
Because he didn't go in.
He didn't go into the thickness of the wall. Uba lepnima.
Vayama. He
says Vayama al Pesach Daimamas. So the Malach was
measuring. I don't know, you have to be medayim, maybe medayik different ways. Alright, whatever it is. But Uva, so here it says Uva.
That's why it says that he did it.
The Malach did it.
Yeah.
The Malach, not Yechezel, good morning. The Malach did it, not Yechezel. Here we have a change in expression. Uba el lepnima, vayamad el hapesach. So the el means the post. Was shtayim. 2 amos, the sets of all of the alarms. All the alarms go off now. 2 amos, like we just spent the whole hour talking about. That Pesach, this also is a mystery. This is the first time we have actually the dimensions of a Pesach. The Pesach was 6 amos, the height was 6 amos tall. The Reicha of a Pesach, the width was 7 amos in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Okay, Pasuk Dalet. Vayamad es Arkoi, what were the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadosh? Nothing changed. Exactly the way it was in the Bayis, this is exactly the same as the Mishkan, the Bayis Rish, the Bayis Sheni. Vayamad es Arkoi, Eshim Amo, the Reicha. Eshrim Amo 20 by 20 El Pnei HaHechol, it faced the Hechol. Now this is very interesting. The Hechol over here means, you know, here Rashi learns this means along the face, along the width. The width Pnei here means along the width of the Hechol. Hechol over here. Vayomer Eli Ze Kodesh Hakodashim. This chamber is the Kodesh Hakodashim. Isn't that obvious? So why did you have to even say that? What's the chiddush? I mean, we already know from the Mishkan and from the Bayis Rishon. So why is he saying? I don't know. I don't know why he has to make that point. Let's see Pasuk Dal in the Mitzudos.
Maybe you're saying it's because
of the Aron, that the whole space, every
the space is Kodesh.
The space itself, it's not the kelim, is not what makes the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's the Mokka.
You don't want to go into Kodesh HaKadosh.
No matter what. All right.
But maybe it's a style of speech. A lot of time you in the end, and that's what you summarize.
All right. Maybe. I don't know. I do not know. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk, there is a Mitzudos here. Gimel Dalet Pnei HaHechol. Ritzon Leimar, B'midas Reichav, the measurement of the width of the Heichol, Vayomer Elai HaMalach Adomi, the Ma'al told me, this is the Kodesh HaKadosh, doesn't say one that, Rashi, Pasig Dali, there's a new Rashi, El Pnei HaHeichol, El Pnei Rochboi Shel Heichol. Now, is the word Heichol here referring to the Kodesh HaKadosh? We normally, in our vocabulary, we normally use, say the word Heichol, we use it as a reference to what's called the Kodesh, the big room, which is where you put, the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach hazav. So is that what it means over here also? Is that the kodesh hakadoshim was aligned parallel to the heichal, or does the mean heichal over here? We're using the word heichal in reference to the kodesh hakadoshim, the chamber. The heichal is the chamber, and the width and the length was 20 by 20 along the dimensions of the kodesh hakadoshim, and the word heichal can also refer to the room called the Kodesh HaKodashim. I'm not really sure. The reason why I'm asking you this is because we say it so many times in the Al HaMichya. Every time I make a bracha Al HaMichya, Mispalel, the Al Heichol, the Al Mizbechecha, the Al Heicholecha. What exactly are you praying for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachim, Hashem, Lekim, Al Yishamach,
Al Yishamach.
The Al Heicholecha. Yeah. Is a plural?
Yeah, because it's a yud.
The yud.
Hey,
you have hey, right.
It's the same word. The question is, have a yud. If you have a yud in it, then it's plural. If it's without a yud, then it's singular. So you're saying it's plural, so you're saying it refers to both the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim, or does it refer just to the kodesh hakodashim? What exactly does it refer to? When you say in the nusach of Al HaMichya, we mispal that Hashem should restore the mizbeach and the heichol, what exactly are we referring to? Which mizbeach, by the way?
Maybe it's mizbechecha. Both. The first and the second.
But which mizbeach? Is it the mizbeach hazav or the mizbeach hachitzah? And when you say heichol, is it the heichol? Is it the kodesh hakodashim? This is something which is not at all clear. Okay, pasuk. Pasuk. Hey, vayomer kir bayis. Now we're just going to start this section so you need some good pictures. Now we're going to describe all of the chambers. How many, now if you see in the picture, just give you a little bit of an overview. We're going to have to listen to them tomorrow, but if you look at picture number one, okay, you don't have anything more than this, but in picture number one you see the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beis HaKhalifas. The only thing that we have not yet discussed are the Ta'im. Okay, you know, you see it says Ta'im in picture number one on this handout. It shows there this area that goes around the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh and also the Ulam. And in there were three stories. Okay, the height of the ceiling was very low. It was a three-story structure with a low ceiling, obviously. And inside of these things were chambers. How many chambers were there in total? The Chazon is going to tell us 99. 99 chambers. Now you know why that Shulam Lo Risa was called the 99th.
No, no, no. Not really, but anyway.
No.
That was the address.
I'm just joking. I know that, I know. I'm just joking. But, you know, everything is B'Hashkacha Pratis. Okay, it's 99. It's alluding to the... when you're attaching yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, there were 99 chambers. Why are there 99?
What? About the time that we talked about a long time ago?
The Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni? How? What?
No, in the Bayis Rishon. We discussed a long time ago.
Oh, no, those chambers. Time. No, those are chambers along the perimeter.
I know, so the 99 is only these.
When I say 99, I mean over the chambers that surrounded the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, this number is also different, I have to review this for tomorrow, believe me, there, than the number of chambers that appeared in the Bayis Rishon and in the Bayis Sheni. They had less. The number of chambers are being upgraded. Version 3 has more chambers. And they're going to be a total of, how do you get 99? There are five on each level. And there are three, let's not discuss the three stories. Basically, on each level, there are 33. There's 15 on one side, 15 on the other side. Wait, I'm making a mistake. 5, 10, 15. It's 5, 10.
talking the inside. 10, 11,
yeah. Yeah. No. I'm making a mistake. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti, toho sein biyadi. Okay, we have to. I'm getting mixed up with the numbers. We're gonna have to view the numbers tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit confused.
42.
There are. I have to show you the pictures. Basically, there are three levels. On each level, there are five. 10, 15 on each side. On one side, there are 15. On the other side, there's another 15 for a total of 30. And then there are going to be, on the back side, there are going to be another series of chambers. I have to review the numbers. Okay, but we'll leave it with that. We're going to learn now about the chambers that go around.
They're 30 because we said they're...
No, they're more than 30. A little bit. The puzzle over here is to look at the puzzle. Just one puzzle. Let's just read the puzzle and we'll stop with the puzzle. Vayamar, he measured kir habayis, the wall of the bayis. Shesh amos, the outside of the bayis, the thickness outside of the kodesh, and the kodesh HaKodesh was 6 amos. The reichav atzela 4 amos, the width of a chamber was 4 amos wide in the lower level. I have to show you the picture to see what he was referring to. Saviv, labayis, saviv. These chambers, which had a width of 4, went all the way around the three sides of the bayis, like you see in picture number 1 on the bottom, the toyim, went all the way around those three sides. Each chamber was a width of, had a length of 4 amos. And Sukkim go on to elaborate in very great detail, which we're going to have to leave for tomorrow, and we're going to have to come on to some illustrations to really appreciate what it's saying.